What is good, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the Stay Attached podcast. Today, I'm joined none other than Thomas Scrappy. He's a 2022 NA All-Star Challenger MVP and the newest member of the Call of Duty League, and pretty much has all eyes on him because people are saying he's going to be the early rookie of the year and the season hasn't even started yet. But this guy's gross. Tommy, what's good, baby?
What's going on, Dylan? What's going on? Yeah, that's a good intro right there. I like that. Get me gassed up for it.
You know, I got you. But yes, if you're watching on YouTube, this is Tommy's, or should I call you Thomas Scrappy?
Up Scrap? To you. You pick.
What do you prefer? What do you prefer?
All right, so people call me Tom or Scrap.
Tom or Scrap. Okay. This is Tom's view in the back. Toronto, downtown Toronto, CN Tower for all the people watching on YouTube. You could see it. He sees this every day. This is behind him while he's gaming. It's absolutely beautiful. He looks pretty good himself, but the view is crazy. The view is crazy. Okay, so I'm going to hit you with like five words, and I just want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear these five words. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
M4.
Godlike.
Vanguard.
Dog shit.
Toronto.
The best city.
Hockey.
Oh, the goat sport.
Methods.
He's dog shit.
Damn. I know you guys had that little argument the other day. I saw it on like YouTube or something where like you guys were saying who's better.
Because he thinks he fried me in Challengers in Cold War, which is not true. Complete false.
Hey, okay. I'll let you do your thing, man. I'll let you guys handle that beef. We might escalate it a little bit, but I'll let you handle that. So let's just get started from way back, take it all the way back to day one. How'd you get started about gaming? How'd you learn about gaming? Just like very casually, not even competitive, just casually.
Mm-hmm. I have two older brothers that are about, one's 10 years older than me and one's 7 years older than me. So they were always playing Call of Duty when I was growing up, and I always seen them. And so I just would hop on sometimes and I was like, yo, I'm pretty good for a 10-year-old. So I just kept playing. It's just something came about it. So.
And then when did you learn about like competitive Call of Duty?
I would say I learned about competitive when I was probably right before I turned about 12 years old. So I was like 11 and a half. And I knew like of NJ Rod just on Twitter, being from New Jersey and around there, that there was like local lands that I can go play at. So this would all stem through like local lands and stuff like that.
Nah, that's definitely the best way to come up, because that's when I learned about competitive COD. I didn't start going to local lands till later, but like that's the best way to just get that practice that you need for like, that sets you up for the future in your like career.
Yeah.
You get a lot of land practice, a lot of trash talk, all that good stuff. And I wish I could show it on stream or in the YouTube video, but I have a video of Tom when he was what, like 11 or 12?
Yeah, I think I was 12 there.
12 years old.
Just turned 12.
Playing Advanced Warfare. I was 18. He was 12. He's playing Advanced Warfare online, talking shit to a team that he just beat. It's a legendary. It's an absolutely legendary video. It's still on my YouTube channel. That's like, I'm pretty sure it has like 50,000 views or something like that. So
yeah, no, trust me. I watched that video a few times.
when
I was younger.
It's crazy to see you come up from that, just being the little 12-year-old trash talking squeaker. That's exactly how I used to be. I used to be a squeaker too, so I'm not roasting him. I used to be a squeaker. But then all the way up here, where he's in a penthouse in Toronto, taking over the Call of Duty League. It's pretty good. You did good for yourself.
I did all right. I could say I did all right.
So when did you know you like wanted to be a professional player though?
I think I wanted to be like, I really knew when I wanted to be a pro, like probably like my freshman year of high school. Because everyone has that mindset, like going into high school, you're like, oh, college is after. But for me, I had two older brothers, and my oldest brother, he really wasn't a big like school freak, and really neither was I. My middle brother went to college and he graduated, but I just knew like school really wasn't ever for me. I just didn't like doing like homework. I just didn't like learning. I just didn't care. I just wanted to go home and play wagers and play S&D tournaments and just make some money and just have a good time like playing. So I think it was just freshman year of high school. I really was like, yeah, I'm not going to college. I'm going pro.
Yeah. You just like locked in and then just grind. What game was like your freshman year of high school?
So that was, I graduated in 2020. So that's 4 years, 2016. What is that? BO3.
Ooh. That was a good game for wagers.
Yeah.
And like S&D tourneys and everything. That was.
Yeah. So it was that game. I was just playing wagers and having fun. So.
And what did your like parents think of that, of this, like of gaming, competitive gaming, even going pro one day? Or were they like, you need to focus on school, sports, whatever else? Or were they cool about like your gaming endeavors?
Mm-hmm. My mom was super supportive of it, like from the start. She was obviously nervous. I feel like every parent, at least one parent's like, what is this? It's something new.
Yeah.
Something that's only like just starting. So, but she always like supported me, and my dad was a little, I had to like convince him a little. He was always like, when are you going to get a job? And I'm like, Dad, I'm trying to go pro. Like, I know you don't understand, but I'm trying. Cause I really didn't have like my dad was just like, you need to get a job.
Yeah.
But after I just started winning a little bit, and he like really seeing that I was making money, he just really told me to just chase your dream and go for it now at this point. And so it took a little for my dad to like persuade my dad, but they both really like loved it, bro.
Yeah.
Like towards now.
That's actually crazy, cause that's like the same way. My mom was really supportive of it as long as I was like still doing sports, still doing good in school. My dad was kind of more like the, what is this? I don't know if you should be doing it. But once I started making money, gaining followers, that's when like they really like, okay, this is a real thing that our kids could do. Like you show them the videos from events, the big crowds, the main stage. And then like, that's when it becomes real. Cause they probably just can't picture what it's like at a gaming event. They probably think it's some basement, but that's really cool that your parents are like all about it now and like are super supportive of you.
Yeah, they're coming to most of the tournaments too.
Are they?
Yeah. And my mom hasn't seen me play in like 4 years, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. It's good too, because you're from NJ, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of tournaments are on the East Coast this year, so it's quick little travels for your family to go to. Do your brothers plan on going?
Yeah, so they're coming to a few, but my oldest brother, I have two nephews, so he has a family that he has to like kind of take care of, but they're coming to some of them. They'll be at Toronto and supporting me there. So it's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be sick. When was your what was your first like real LAN event? Not a local, like a major LAN event.
My first major was Minnesota.
Oh really?
So, yeah.
Just this last year, man. Just this last year.
Exactly.
Were you nervous at all playing your first major event? Like, what were you like?
I just wanted to go play. I couldn't wait to play. Like. And people say like Minnesota was probably like the worst event last year, but to me that was my favorite.
Really, yeah,
that's my favorite event. Just wait, because why I is just that? Won. Because I won. I just slammed everyone.
Yeah. Did you what's the gambling age in Minnesota? Were you able to gamble?
Yeah. It was. I'm sure it was 18 there.
Oh, it was 18.
Yeah, I think it was 18. Yeah, I think so.
How'd you do in the
casino?
Which
is mind blowing. I lost 3K, but.
Okay, so
I lost like half of my winnings that I actually just won, so
yeah,
it was rough, but I had a good time.
Wait, was that your first time gambling?
Yeah, like in person? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually might be the same person, because all these stories you're saying is literally me. I went to London. I gambled when I was 18, lost like $3,000, and so like we actually might be the same person. This is kind of crazy. I'm just like, I'm listening, I'm seeing or hearing what my life was like at one point. But so Minnesota first event, how'd the rest of that season really go for you in Vanguard?
So after Minnesota, everything happened so fast, but I knew that after Minnesota, it was kind of just like a kickstart. Like, okay, now your name's on the map. Like, now you just fried everyone. I didn't know I was actually going to get a spot from it. So I just knew that everyone knew who I was, and probably everyone was looking at me. That's all I knew. I didn't know that I was going to have offers like straight away. So I think it was maybe the Tuesday I got home. Like literally I won Sunday. I think Monday or Tuesday, I got a call from Toronto saying like, we want to pick you up. So I literally answered the phone call right. Really, I'm pretty sure I woke up to answer the phone call. pretty much answered. They were like, "Yeah, we're gonna offer you a sub spot," and I immediately just had a smile on my face. Just sprinted downstairs, told my mom like I finally got it, and then it just was from there. It was to pro am, and then the pro am. I think is when everyone was like, "Yo, this kid's different." Because I just absolutely torched LAG. Boston got reverse swept, and then we choked, but it was a good showing from us, even though we really wanted to go far.
Yeah.
So then after the pro-am was Major 3, which was Toronto, and I think on Saturday, Charlie or Hixie got sick, so it was kind of like, damn, we just got reverse swept to go to go to Winners Finals, I think it was.
Oof.
And I think we played five... I think we played five losers matches back to back to back, just like in that like challengers pick grind, like
the gauntlet.
Ruler you get put in. Yeah, exactly. And we made it out of it and made it to grand finals all the way. And then we pushed it to a second best of five, and we ended up losing. But
Still a good, I think, still a good showing for like being down that bad to push it all the way to the end. Like that's still like a really good showing though.
Yeah. Sure. So we got second, and I think that if we would have never got reverse swept, we would have won the tournament, and I think maybe it would have went differently, but we just moved on because we knew we were still probably the best team, and we just kind of like just didn't play it. Like we ran out of gas, so you could say.
Yeah.
And then Major Four came around, which was Boston for us, New York for you guys. And we picked up another fourth. So instead of Mo, we picked up Assault, as probably people know. And we fried at Boston so that we were like, oh, we're back on top. And I was feeling nice. Like we even had like a, we had a documentary filmed at like the Boston event I don't know if a lot of people see, but it just kind of goes like the ins and out of what Challengers is and like what it can be like. And so it was sick that we could have won that in front of like being, because if we would have had a documentary filled and we lost, I would have been like, bro, delete that shit. Like,
I don't want this all over the place.
Exactly.
Like,
so we ended up winning. So it was like, oh, this is it. And I knew I probably was, if I didn't start for Toronto, I was going to start for someone else. So I kind of knew. So towards like after Boston, it was Champs. And the thing that really I wanted for Champs was to win. It was not for me, because I knew that no matter what happens here, I probably have a spot. It was more for my teammates that, like, if they win this, this is a lot. So this is like, but we ended up losing Champs, and it was heartbreak for me, bro. I hate it. Like when I lost that, I was miserable. And because I knew if we won Champs, we like that whole year would have been like cemented like as like probably the greatest Challenger year like of any team. But after that, it was just the off season, and now we're here.
And that's a whole nother.
Everything kind of happened like a really fast.
That was a crazy year, because I feel like it was just, when you thought of Challengers in Vanguard, you would just hear your name and your team's name was like always at the top. So, but yeah, you were definitely always an auto lock to get into the league. We'll talk about that later. Some of like the whole roster stuff and who you were talking to, teams you could have joined and stuff, but let's bring it back a little bit. So when was your first like competitive Call of Duty you started competing in?
My first one was Advanced Warfare. So that's when the first time that I went
one.
To like,
that's a good one.
Yeah. That's when I went to like locals and stuff, and I was, 12, so 12, 11 and a half, 12. So it was a good first game to start at. I loved playing that game. It was to me the best jetpack game.
People
are gonna say BO3, but AW was
wall running
was
trash, bro. People got, bro, if they didn't have wall running.
Exo dash,
the dash. Oh my god, bro, the dash was so. You were like
ASM1.
The bow, everything. Oh my god,
everything was just so good about it. I loved it.
Even the cosmetics, the suits were like fire. Like it was so sick.
Camos were like good.
The maps were amazing too. Detroit, Retreat, Solar. Mm-hmm. Like come on, like AW was so underrated. It's such a good game. I'm not just saying that because I won champs in it. It's actually such a good game. Like I don't know, people would be hating on it. But when did you? What game did you turn 18 and like start competing in the CDL?
So I turned 18 in at the end of MW. So it was July of MW, but I knew I didn't want to just start in July. It just made really no sense. Because I don't want to just start. And especially, I didn't play the game all year. I had a girlfriend that year. So I just like, I was just chilling with her and just chilling with her. It's just no really, I really didn't play games at all.
Yeah.
And I actually quit. So I stopped playing like midway through BO4. All the way until the end of Cold War. I mean, not the end of Cold War. All the way until the end of MW. And so I just waited until Cold War came because I just wanted a clean slate to start at and just start from the bottom up and just see what can happen. So, yeah, it was just Cold War. Right in the beginning of Cold War, I started.
Damn, that's crazy. Because usually when like you stop, too, like it's hard to really get your name back out there. And like people want to play with you because, like, oh, this guy just stopped playing for a little bit. So how was Cold War? Like, how did it treat you? What teams were you on and stuff? Like, how did you like that game?
I thought it was a pretty fun game. I couldn't wait to compete. That was it. I just couldn't wait to, no matter what game it was, I just couldn't wait to compete. As like a team and get better as a team, go to tournaments, and stuff like that. So I didn't have really the best teams in Cold War as any like first like year Challenger player really goes. You're really not gonna have like a really, really good team unless you're friends with someone in a circle before you turn 18. And I didn't play, so I didn't have any like really someone to like gas me up or like vouch for me.
Yeah.
So I just started from the bottom. and just kept playing on teams. I think I team with who did I even team with? Oh, I team with so I team with like my first really successful team was
Yeah.
me, Mochilla, Onyx, and Teskey. That's when we first started, like, oh, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we dropped Mochilla for Insight, and then I was supposed to be on Toronto Academy in Cold War. Which people a lot of people don't know, but I was me and Jamie teamed in Cold War, and then we just couldn't win.
Damn.
And then I basically just started moving around teams. And then I ended up playing with Mo. A lot of like me and Mo, I played for like a lot of years before I turned 18.
Yeah.
And so we were just trying out some new people. And then I was like, and then Mo left. Mo left to go play with like, oh no. I stopped playing completely because I was like, bro, this is going nowhere. And I didn't know how much you
Damn.
had to play to really like become a pro and like what to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is a lot of playing. I don't even have a life at this point. It's just every weekend there's no going out, it's playing. Every week it's scrimming, every tour every like it was COVID too, so there was like no tournaments to travel to. So it was just all online tournaments. It was all the weekend tournaments, and I was like, dude, I don't like doing this. So I stopped playing, and then I got a call one day from Mo, and he was like, yo, just come and play this one tournament. And I was like, dude, all right, fine. I show up and we end up winning the cup. And
What?
yeah, so we
How
end up
long did you
winning.
not play for, but then
I,
you
it
end up
wasn't
winning the
anything
cup?
crazy. I think it was maybe like 2 weeks or something. It wasn't anything
I mean,
crazy.
that's still, bro, 2 weeks just to hop on. Like, if you don't play for 2 weeks now, like, I know how much confidence you have and how much you believe in yourself. You get on, you're slightly rusty though. Like,
Yeah,
your
100%.
movement, your shots slightly rusty, and you gotta like warm it up. Like, it's not just instant. So to come on and win a cup like that is that's tippable. That's tippable.
Yeah, so we won a cup, and then right after we won the cup, literally the day after, I woke up to a phone call of Mo again, and he was like, yo, I'm leaving to Pro Lu, Sparta, and Nato. So the team we won
Damn.
champs with. And I couldn't be mad at that
Yeah,
because
of course.
they were like super successful. They were winning a lot of things, so I couldn't be mad. I was just like, damn, son. So I just
Yeah.
went back to stop
You're
playing.
like,
And
all
I was
right,
like, bro, I'm not playing this anymore.
fuck this. Like, I just
So
came
I
back,
won
I
the
won this, and he left me.
yeah,
Like,
and I
fuck.
left. So I left. I was like, bro, I'm not
Yeah.
dealing with that. Until I think maybe a month later, I got
Yeah.
another call from Josiah Slacked and Tej, and they were like, yo, let's team. Let's like the season's about to end. Just play through the end of the season. I was like, all right, fine. So I showed up. And I think we got like maybe top six or top four at the next cup. And then the day after that, Tej and Slack were like, yo, we're leaving. I'm like,
You're
yo,
like,
this is a joke, bro.
yo.
I'm like, this is a joke. So they went and played with Zinni and someone else. I don't
Yeah.
remember. And they were dog shit over there. So
Yeah.
I got a team.
Yeah.
I finished out the season. And my champs team really wasn't that great. We got slammed. And we didn't even make it out of pools. And I was like, damn, like, this is rough. Like, I told my mom, and my mom was always, she was always supportive, like I said, but
Yeah.
she was like, yo, like, if you're not gonna give it your all, like, don't even,
Yeah.
like, just go find something else. And I was like, nah,
Yeah.
chill, ma. Chill. Like, give me one more year and I'm gonna give it everything.
Yeah.
And so, going into that, I just got a team, and it's just, now we're like, and then I won Minnesota, and then it was just a kickoff.
Yeah. So
So.
that's what I gotta ask you now, 'cause like you have had a pretty crazy come up. I didn't know that you were taking breaks like that in Cold War, and like you're still really good. You knew a couple people, but like when Vanguard dropped, what really did you do anything special that put you ahead of like everyone else? Like, did you watch a lot of VOD? Did you just play more? Like, what was it that makes you like a special player in a way? If you do anything special?
Yeah, so one thing that I did going from Cold War to Vanguard, which is like super not even like to deal with like gaming, was just I started going to the gym, which boosts my confidence like through the roof. Like going to the gym, like it just gives you self-confidence by
Oh, 100%,
yourself.
100%.
And then I also just played more. So I went to the gym and I played more. So I was super good at the game, and then I just had that confidence to just being myself, and just I didn't
Yeah.
really care what anyone thought or anything. So I was just being me. And so I just think just going to the gym really helped me a lot because it gave me a lot of self-confidence in myself, and just really showed like no one cares about, or I don't really care what anyone thinks about me, no matter what anyone now or back then. And
Yeah.
just playing more and just my confidence just took me everywhere. And so yeah, that was really it. It
No,
wasn't anything crazy.
that's crazy, man. It's a new generation of gamers. When the gamers are the ones telling people to go to the gym, how it helps them physically, mentally, confidence, and everything. Like, I know it's so important though, because like if you aren't taking care of your body, and like even the, more so than your body, like you just feel so good after that. Like, after you work out in the morning or at night, you just feel like you just won champs or something. You feel like you just won a chip. You're like, I could do anything. Yeah. I could go anywhere. Like, you just feel so good. So like, I'm glad to see even the young guns already know he's smart. He's way smarter than his age. Like, he just knows. He's experienced. He's a vet out here already. You can't forget though. He's been going to, what's it called, local land since he was 12 years old. So you've been competing for like a decade. Yeah, pretty much a decade.
Yeah.
And like, that's crazy. Now all that experience is coming out, and then you get to really show what you're made of now. But you've had like, okay, we've heard a lot about your Vanguard season, a little bit of Cold War. Who would you say is your favorite teammate you've ever had?
I would say my favorite teammate. I probably have current
teammates.
Yeah, so I think my favorite teammate ever, like, was probably be my whole, like, first Toronto, like, academy squad. So me, Vickle, Hixie, and Mo. Those three, like, they're like, they're probably all, like, Mo's up there because I just played for them for so long, yeah. And we've won a bunch of things together. So I'd probably say, like, an individual Mo, but, like, Javi or Vickle and Charlie or Hixie are, like, up there too, because our team just vibes so well together. We had so much fun playing together. And it sucks that, like, it didn't really work out in the end, but that first, when we won Minnesota and we're winning all the elites, it was the most fun I was having competing by far.
Yeah, I mean, you guys obviously didn't win the Challengers Champs, which is like the big one and stuff, but you guys still had a really successful run and got second, which isn't like terrible. As much as us competitors, it's like, fuck, I didn't win. It's terrible. But like, you guys still showed out and did your thing. And when you're having fun and playing, it just makes it so much, like, it makes the experience so much better. It seemed like you guys liked each other a lot. You guys pretty much changed your lives together. You won money, got your names out there, got opportunities now. So like, that is dope. And like, are you still pretty cool with them?
Yeah, I'm super. Well, me and Charlie still lives here, so and he's still on the team. So I'm still close with him. I'll talk to Mo every once in a while right now, but it's just hard. Being with your team, it just like I do a lot with my team and my team only. And Javi's obviously on Florida, so I talk to him a few probably like a couple times every like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And we still have like an ongoing like rivalry or like friendly rivalry going because it's just how you are. So I'm still pretty close with all of them.
No, that's good, because like, especially when you're with your team, like, you really only talk to your team unless you play eights or something. Like, other than that, like, you're just talking to your team, hanging out, getting food, watching VODs, scrimming. Like, you really don't have time to talk to other people or do other things unless you're like playing eights or something or doing a podcast like this, you know?
Yeah.
Then we get a shoot, because you don't hit me up to chill. Like, it's all good. I'm not hurt. I'm not hurt, but it is what it is.
You don't hit me up to chill either, so I don't want to hear that.
Okay. Touche. Okay. But let's talk about after Vanguard. You got second at Champs. You were the Challenger MVP for the year. How did Roster Mania go? What teams? What players? What was like, just walk me through it all going into this year.
So after Champs, what was it? I think a lot of people knew that, like, I probably was on Toronto.
Wait. Sorry to cut you off. TJ Haley's in the chat right now.
You have any words for TJ?
Damn.
Nah, he's massive and he's absolutely garbage.
I got so much respect for TJ, man. But like, you and him, like,
TJ, I don't have respect for him. He's terrible.
Let's log back in. All right, go back to Roster Mania. Who are you talking to? What teams are you trying to get on? Or you're on Toronto, but like, what were you planning? What were you plotting?
So I was just trying to see what was gonna happen. I didn't know if Toronto was gonna keep the team, and I was gonna probably get sold to someone else anything. So, but I don't know. Like, you want me to say players?
Yeah, you could just talk to what teams were maybe talking to, what players. Like, so I was talking to you for sure.
Yeah, we were thinking.
I was like,
we were close. If I'm not in Toronto, like, let's run this shit out.
I'm down to run some. I'm down to link up, and we can build something from there. But I'm sure you had a lot of offers. So, like, just, you know, let's see how to go.
I'm trying to even think. There's actually, like, you'd think I would have a lot of offers, but I really didn't.
Really?
Like, I didn't have a lot of people, because I feel like a lot of people knew, like, I was going to be on Toronto.
Yeah.
Even we were talking, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm probably going to be on Toronto. Yeah. But, like, if anything happens, I'll let you know. That was kind of, like, how it was, like, to everyone, I feel like. But, so, like, besides, like, really you, I don't really think it was anyone else. It was just me and you. Me and you were just plotting.
We were plotting. Okay, that's kind of chill. So, like,
yeah, I didn't have a crazy off season.
No, it was kind of chill. It probably would have been a little bit different too if you weren't on Toronto. Like, you were just like a free agent or something.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been. Or nuts. It would have been nuts.
If you knew Toronto like didn't want you, like that you were still on their, like you're still under contract, but they didn't like want you, and then they would like sold you off. Like, I'm sure you would have been talking to way more people, gone offers, and like trying to like build teams and do all that. So that'd have been fun. Well, are you under? Did you get a new contract with them for this season?
Yeah.
Okay. So they locked you up. They're like, listen, we're gonna give you the penthouse view of the city, and
I'm locked up.
Hey, it's a good thing though. You know, they gotta lock up the young superstars, the talent, the craftiness, like everything. Everything.
It's a good place to be locked up.
Wait, how do you like the cold weather in Toronto?
It definitely gets cold, but I'm from Jersey. It gets cold, but it gets a little colder here, and so I'm kind of used to it. But
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, damn, sun is cold. So sometimes I made a little Uber to the facility. Maybe not so much a walk.
Nah, yeah, you can't be walking sometimes. But now that you have like, your whole team, your roster set, who are some of the players or teams you're looking forward to playing the most? Like, is there any ones that stand out?
So I would say like Vegas is definitely one of them. I want to play Teej on like an actual stage. Yeah, I want to slam Teej. I think one thing is like I want to play Optic because everyone says like playing in front of the green wall is like insane.
Oh, it is. It's the best. Like I feel you try harder when you like play against people when they're like booing you or like you know there's more eyes on you, so you just go harder or something. It's crazy.
So like I want to talk shit to them. I want them to talk shit to me. I just want it to be fun and so like damn, I want to play Florida because they just think they're good and I'm gonna absolutely slam them as well.
Okay. So you might as well just go through a list of all the teams and say what you're going to do to them, like, individually.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. They're all dog shit. So, they're all absolutely terrible. And I just, that's pretty much it. But I just can't wait to play. Anyway.
That's how you got to think. Like, if you're not a competitor thinking like that, like, you're trolling. You got to think like that. Like, you kind of respect them a little bit, but then they're also dog shit at the same time.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, you got to find the right balance of respect your opponent slightly, but they're also all fucking dog shit. So it is what it is. And that's just how it is in, like, competition. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're in Toronto, you lived there last season too, right?
Yeah. So I moved here in April last season.
Did you have the penthouse view last season?
No. So I lived with Hixie in a two-bedroom. And I lived in – so he had the nice room with his own bathroom.
Oh.
And I lived in a little box about maybe – it was kind of like a smaller than a dorm room. One bed. It was my bed, a double-sized bed, and a one-monitor setup. That was it.
That's crazy.
So I moved here in April with him, and then we just had a good time together.
Wait, so you've been there for a while now? Is that your first? Was that your first time moving out the house?
Yeah, that was my first time ever moving out.
How did that go, man? I know it could be tough sometimes. Your teammate now, Eli. I remember when he first joined our team and moved to Texas and moved out for the first time. Me and Brian say we're building his bed and all his furniture. It's a learning experience. So I'm sure he's a lot of funny stories that he could tell you too. But how was it from your perspective? Like, did you keep your room pretty clean, or were you like kind of let it get messy and then figure it out later?
So I'm always used to my mom doing my laundry. And like she was the one like cleaning the floors and cleaning whatever needed to be cleaned. She was just doing it because that's what my mom did. But so when I moved, it was like, yo, you're on your own. And there's one thing that's like ordering food is like super big. And it's for any team. I know a bunch of players just order food every day.
Yeah.
That is taxing on your cash. Your cash gets ripped away from you.
It's a minimum. If you get the cheapest thing from Chipotle with delivery fee and everything, the minimum you're spending is $20 at least on a delivery. Minimum. You get a drink, that shit's $30. You get guac, that shit's $40. Like,
yeah. So I spent around... I think I spent like $8,000 in like 4 months on food because I was ordering like four times a day. I was getting snacks.
Four times a day?
What? Four?
Nah, that's crazy.
I was eating, bro. I was eating right to the door too.
Yeah, like, that is nice though. So convenient.
Exactly. So I was just spending. I was like, 2 a.m. Like, I could eat a Kit Kat right now. So like,
no way you're
like, let me
Kit
order
Kat.
Three Kit Kats. Let me get, bro. I was I love snacks, bro.
Yeah, okay. Now leads me to another topic. What's your favorite type of snacks? What's your go-tos that you absolutely have to have?
All right, so like chocolate, like sweets, I would say like Kit Kats. If you just give me like a white chocolate bar, like I could eat the whole thing. Chips, like here, they're only here, so All Dressed Ruffles.
All Dressed fire. All Dressed is so good.
Spicy nacho Doritos is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like a few. I only eat a few things, but yeah. I got the best shit. So,
no, All Dressed chips are a fire. If you haven't tried those, you got to try them. You've tried them, you already know like how good they are. But other than just snacks, like, what's your favorite types of food? What can you eat all the time?
I like Italian food. Mm-hmm. Chicken parm, pasta.
All the NJ people, Zin, Tommy, all the Italian food.
Italian is nice. I like Italian food the most, I would say.
It's elite. Yeah, wait, where are you? What type of sauce though? If you're going to go one sauce rest of your life, what are you sticking with pasta?
Oh. Tomato basil.
Tomato basil, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm simple.
You're simple guy?
Yeah, because like, there's one thing about me and food. I'm not a massive eater. Clearly, you can tell. I'm skinny as hell. I don't eat a lot. But fucking, if it looks nasty to me, I ain't fucking eating it. It ain't happening. If it looks mushy, like texture is a big thing with me. If it's mushy, I don't like it. So that's just like simple things. Because I know the simple things are the good things.
It's true. That's true. So if we have a tournament in Paris one day or France, and we can eat escargot. Like, are you eating escargot?
What? No, hell no.
Never. You want to try it?
I don't know what escargot is.
It's snails. No, it's snails.
No, hell no.
Bro,
what?
It actually doesn't taste that bad. No, it doesn't taste that bad. You got to understand. You got to try it once. Like, don't.
No.
Come on. You got to experience some things. You got to experience some new things. Like, how many times you get to eat snails?
Shit, never.
Wait, do you like chicken?
Chicken, yeah.
It's like chewy chicken. It's like it just looks gross.
Like no, bro.
It looks gross, but it's just like chewy chicken. I'm telling you, the chat can vouch for me. Bro. Like,
all right, the calamari. Are you like calamari?
I love calamari.
I hate calamari.
What?
I hate the rubbery shit of it. I hate the rubbery, chewy shit of it. I hate the smell of seafood.
Oh, you don't like seafood at all? You don't like seafood?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm simple.
Simple? Damn. So what do you be eating then? Like, what's simple for you? Is that like burgers, glizzies, grilled chicken?
No, not glizzies. It's like burgers. Burgers, pasta.
Okay.
Like buffalo. I love buffalo chicken.
Oh, yeah. Bomb.
Yeah, like buffalo chicken wraps. Penne alla vodka. And shit like that.
You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong. My favorite like pasta sauce is always like a spicy, like vodka sauce. Anything spicy. Pasta sauce, absolutely love it. It's the best.
Fire.
I could eat that forever.
That sounds fire.
But do you have any pre-game rituals or game day rituals, like or night before, morning of, leading up to the match? Do you have any rituals or the special things you do?
I wouldn't say anything crazy. Just maybe like go in the mirror and just be like, "Yo, you're the fucking greatest." I'll be like, "Ah, shit, yeah, I know."
Yeah.
Just have a conversation with myself, maybe just.
You got to be surrounded by winners, so you're just in a room full of mirrors,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. I got to be the most confident I go in before a match. And I go on, play the match, and I'm just slamming people. So I don't have anything crazy.
Is there anything special? Like, is it a grilled chicken vibe, a banana, protein shake? Like, what's the game day meal looking like?
Probably like Chipotle.
Okay.
Or something.
You eat Chipotle on game day?
Well, yeah.
Damn. Why? I mean, shit, if it works for you, I feel like that's risky.
But I don't eat anything crazy. Like, okay, I don't eat anything.
What's your order then?
Shit my brains out.
Yeah.
It's just like,
because every time I eat Chipotle, my brains are shit out. So, like, what do you get? I might need to hop on your order.
So, my bowl, right? Mm-hmm. I like some weird shit, but my bowl would be like regularly, would be just like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go down the Chipotle line. chicken, like brown rice.
Okay.
Corn, cheese. And like a little bit of like the hot sauce, or like the hot sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like off game day, because that shit's running through me. Like, I'm going to the bathroom after second match.
You're eating hot sauce on game day is crazy.
Yeah. So then, like, on game day, I'll just take the hot sauce out.
Yeah.
It might not taste the same, but I'm like, damn, just like, I just need to get some food in
also
me. I
also
won't
shit myself on main stage.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know,
like,
it's a trade off.
Yeah. So I just don't, so I just kind of just take like the shit. That's going to make me shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just take that shit off.
Exactly.
So
that's kind of how I am too. Cause like at events, like I love spicy food, but I'm staying away from spicy food at events. Like I'm not trying to be on main stage, like farting and doing all that. Like I'm trying to eat
seafood. Cause seafood, like that's where, like, that's how Jamie got sick. Like seafood turns into like what is it called? Like just like the stomach virus and like shit like that. Like food poisoning. Food poisoning. Like I'm staying away for anything that shit can give me that. Yeah.
But we got some tournaments coming up soon. Your first like pro league debut is gonna be soon too when we get to like North Carolina and Raleigh. Mm-hmm. There has been some drama leading up to this point though, with all the GAs, the gentleman agreements. If people don't know what that is, pretty much where teams and players agree not to use some things, and or what to ban if it's too cheesy or overpowered. So what's your take? Because there's been a lot of stuff on like the snipers, the smokes, the M4 we were talking about earlier. Like, how do you feel about all these like GA drama stuff?
I mean, people are going to complain about shit. People are going to have two different takes, just how the world is. Mm-hmm. But I don't give a fuck. I don't care what we play with, bro. We can literally spawn up with anything. I don't care. Spawn me up with any gun they want. People think that I care, like that I'm the one GAing shit. I don't give a damn. I don't give two fucks. All right? Spawn me up with the M4. I'll slam you. Spawn me up with the SCAR. I'll slam you. Give me the Vaznif. Switch me to a sub. Anything, bro. I'll run at you. Like, I don't care. That's my take on the GAs. Play with whatever.
I like that. Because some people might have thought you were the one of the people. Someone said in my chat earlier, like, oh, your two teams are the reason the M4 isn't GA'd. But in reality, we both want the M4 gone. But
if I could expose the chat, then you would know it ain't me. Like, bro, we might like complain about it. Like, bro, it doesn't need to be GA'd, but we'll still vote for it. Like, because we'll go with the people that want it out. Like, I don't care.
But there might be a couple people in the stream that still want it in, though. I don't know. We might have to check that viewer list, bro. We might check that viewer list. We'll have to see. But now that we've had Modern Warfare 2 for what, about like a month and a half, ish, 2 months. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. What's your favorite?
It's been like a month.
Oh, it's been a month.
Yeah.
I don't even know what outside looks like at this point, bro. I forgot. Time is flying by or not. I don't even really know. But what's your favorite map in MW2? Actually, nah. Rate them. Top five maps.
All right. Top five. Let's see. Number one. All right. So what do we got? Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Embassy. Fortress. What's the other two maps? Mercado.
Mercado. Hydroelectric.
Okay. So I would say I like Embassy. I think Embassy's
good.
Embassy's good. I would say probably number one, Embassy. Number two, Hotel.
Hotel's good.
Number three, Mercado.
Yeah, one's fun when you're spawn trapping them, piecing. That one's really fun.
Yeah, and then I would say probably Hydro and Fortress needs to get the fuck out of the game.
Yo, Fortress is crazy.
That map
if you die once,
go.
You're in a, especially on control. If you mess up one time, you don't win the break, you're in an instant spawn trap. Instant.
Bro, control is we actually trolled LET the other day, I think it was literally Monday, yesterday. We literally died first wave and we just sat back spawn and just waited for them to push us, because it's just not fun, bro. Like, I'm not gonna keep running out of doorway and just try. Like, it's
Chalana
not fun.
Godheady every time, like, it's,
yeah,
bro. No, we gotta get a new map for Fortress.
That
in the game.
Map needs to go.
Yeah. It's too small.
GA that,
like,
shit. We're GAing the wrong shit. GA that fucking map.
Yo, we're with that. Minnesota and Toronto are down for Fortress GA's.
Let's
rep
start
chat.
A vote up. Start
everyone,
the vote
all
up.
The pros, it's right here. We're ready. This two. I think you need 9 votes to pass something, I think, right? I think you need
start
9 votes. Start it up. We're the first two already. We only need 7 more. We're down to GA Fortress because that map is absolute trash. We need some DLC to come into this game and to save us.
Bro.
Terminal, high rise, invasion. I'll take anything.
Anything, bro.
Anything.
Give me fucking Boke back and I'll play control on it.
We'll play Mercado control at this point. Like, it is what it is. Fuck, I haven't played it once, but I'm down to try it.
Holy
God.
That's terrible.
But now, speaking of, you've been teaming with some new people. You've teamed with Insight before, but like your first time teaming with Standy and Kleenex, right?
So I've actually teamed with them in all different spots throughout the past couple years.
Oh, shit. You got to break that down for us.
Yeah. So I teamed with Eli, not in any, like, team on, like, when I turned 18, but me and Eli played a local in New Jersey together.
That's a good local team.
So we won a local in Jersey together in BO4. And then me and Jamie played in Cold War together. And then when I filled in for New York, me and Toby played, and I filled in for Jamie. So I kind of played with all of them before, like, this, like, before we all, like, actually were on a team together.
Yeah.
So It was actually crazy to actually think about that.
That is crazy. Is there anything since now, like, you've been able to hang around with them more because you guys are living in the city, doing content, scrimming, probably going out to dinners and stuff like that? Is there anything you really, like, learned about them that you didn't really expect, or just something like how they are as people?
Yeah, so Eli is super. I thought he was more kind of like the quiet kid, but that
he's
motherfucker's
not
out there. Guy's screaming randomly some days,
yeah,
and
he's
I'm
a wild
just
one.
Like, yo, what is good with this kid sometimes?
Yeah.
But I love that kid. That kid is he's
a
my
good
guy.
Kid. Yeah, I love Eli. I love Eli. I used to hype him up, man. We'd be in, sorry to cut you off. We'd be in like really nice, fancy restaurants. Everyone's suited and booted. The girls are dressed. You got some business dudes wearing APs and crazy watches and suits. And him and I are making zombie noises in this place, eating steaks and stuff.
Something
like,
he would do.
I would always hype him up to like do shit like that because he's just a crazy, crazy kid. I love Eli. But go ahead. The floor is all yours.
Yeah. So I think one thing that people, I think with Toby is, I feel like they think he's definitely a quiet person, but I think he's like, people don't know about him that he's super, like, if you go up to him and have a conversation with him, he's a super easy person to talk to. He's a super cool kid to talk to, and just, he just kind of likes being to himself. But to me and like to our team, he's just another one of us. We all have a good time with him, and he's a fun person to be with. And I think with Jamie, I don't really anything crazy about Jamie. Jamie's just—he's
a chill guy, you know.
If you start fucking with him though, like, he's gonna be like, "All right, I'm not doing this shit." He'll fucking like hug, like bear hug you or some shit, and be like, "Yo, chill the fuck out." And so he's just—I don't know. It's nothing really about Jamie. Just besides that, he's just himself. I don't know.
Really crazy. Who's the oldest on your team?
I think it's Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
He's 23.
So he's the team dad at 23. That's a young dad. 23 years old.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You guys do have a really young team though, right?
Yeah, I think we're the youngest team in the league.
Damn, youngest team. So
yeah,
you're
so
20.
Yeah, I turned 20 in July.
How? What's the rest of your team? Eli's 21.
I know
Eli's 21 because we had good times on his 21st birthday for sure. We had good times.
Yeah, Toby's. I think Toby's 21.
21. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's 21.
Toby's.
So
okay. So
20,
you guys,
21, 21, 23.
Do you guys ever be going out for like dinners and stuff and going out to the city?
Yeah, of course. So if there's like matches are coming up, so we won't go out and just like grind and just get ready for the matches and get ready for like Raleigh and stuff like that. But probably like when we come back from like Christmas,
yeah,
like we'll definitely like go out and just like have fun for New Year's and just be a team together and just do everything together.
I love that. You know, build that camaraderie, that chemistry and everything.
Yeah, that's a big word.
And now we got to ask. Yeah, I don't even know how I knew that. I don't even know if I
used
it.
You almost messed that up.
I don't even know if I used it right, to be honest. I don't even know what it means.
You did.
I don't even know. But what's your top three COD games in order?
All right. So I would say number one is Black Ops 2. I think Black Ops 2 is just an overall fun game for everything. Hardpoint, CTF, S&D was just godlike. Number two, the thing is, I didn't really play, I played the older games, but not enough to really rank them because I didn't really play them competitively.
Yeah.
So like I would say BO2, number two competitive, maybe, I'm not gonna lie. Like for me, like AW was
That's
up
a good
there,
one.
Man.
Yep.
AW was up there. And then number three, I like playing BO4. I thought BO4 was... I liked playing BO4, but I don't think BO4, like, it was definitely fun. It was probably the most fun to play competitively and, like, to watch and stuff. But I just don't think it's, like, meant for competitive. I don't think stim shots should be in the game. I don't think specialists and shit should be in the game. I just think it's corny shit like that. But I would say BO4.
Yeah, that game was fun, though. Like, when you had the Tempest or you hit a crazy grab slam or something, or just crack aiming with the Maddox. Were you a Maddox player?
I actually was, like, an ICR.
What? You were an ICR?
So it's actually crazy. I went from like sub when I was younger to like a main AR when I turned 18. And then.
Damn, you're old now, man. 18 main AR? That's quick.
Yeah, so I went to a main and now I run flex. So.
Okay. Now you're still.
I can run a little bit of everything.
A little bit of both. And the M4, God Gun, Vaznev, God Gun. I feel like you really can't go wrong with either of the weapons in this game at the moment. But I know what so many people love about you, and some people, if they are soft, they might not like about you. What's up with all like the trash talk? Where did you learn to start trash talking? Has always been a part of your life? Like, what Because I love that shit. I think it's so much fun. I think it adds something to the competitive COD scene that we like kind of not very many people do it anymore. In the old days, it definitely used to be a lot crazier. Yeah. But it feels like it's just like bringing the passion back and stuff. Like, how did you, like, is it just natural for you to do that? Were you always talking trash growing up?
So I was always talking like, when, like you can see the video, like in your video, yeah, like when I you were stood 12 up years old, and I,
yeah.
Yeah. So I always did it. And also, like, I'm from Jersey. Like, it's just people don't, like, people don't care. Like, so when I got in a car accident, people were driving past me, flipping me off. And I'm like, yo, like, no sympathy or anything. So I was like, all right, fuck this. Like, I'm going rogue. Like, so I just, it's always been in me. I just, it adds something to the game, like you said. Yeah. Just, you talk shit and you lose, you're like, damn. And you talk shit and you win, they're like, damn.
Yeah.
So it's just, it adds something to the game. It makes it a little bit more fun for me. It's just what I do.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it makes it more fun for like everyone, like for that upcoming match. Like, people are like, oh, this guy talked trash. I want, even whether they love or hate you, if they love you, they're gonna be like, I want to see him keep winning, talking shit. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, he's talking shit, I don't like him, I want to see him lose now. But they keep tuning in, as long as you are winning and like doing your thing. Like, oh, that's sick. Well, who
exactly
would you...
look at this guy in the chat. Look at this guy in the chat. Who, let me
who
call
said it? Who
quick.
Said it? Yeah.
Silex. Scrappy is the work pickup in the league. Like, a guy's just a dick rider over there. Like, he's just cock riding in the chat. Like, hop off, bro. Relax. All right, so like it's just shit like that. They're just waiting. They're just waiting.
They're waiting.
To just hop
they're
on,
waiting.
Just hop
they're
on
waiting
dick and just talk shit
for you to drop like a 0.9 or something. They were just waiting.
Yeah,
for that
exactly.
Ah, Scrappy went negative this series. Like
exactly.
They're waiting. Nah, but honestly, like getting in an accident, like everything was good though. Like it wasn't like a really bad accident or like.
I mean, it was pretty bad, but I didn't really like get like I fucked up my arm a little bit. My air like I hit the guy probably going like 45. It was on the highway and he just came to a dead stop and I fucking just slammed into him.
Damn, why did you do that?
I don't know. I literally got out of the car and I said, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And then they didn't speak English, so I just walked away. And
oh,
I was
you're
pissed.
Like, oh, I can't even talk shit to them. They don't even understand.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. I was like, I can't even talk to these guys. Like, might as well just walk away.
Dude, that's crazy. But, you just got an accident. People are flipping you off. Get out the way, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Because I just caused so much traffic. And they're like, I hate this guy. But whatever.
No, that's actually fucked. Is there anyone that you've played against so far who's like had good trash talk to you?
I mean, I've played. I think the only one that really like got up and like screamed and like trying to get in my head was Clay at Boston. But that turned out bad for him. I don't know why he ever stands up.
What
like,
happened?
Like,
what happened?
I think we went up like 2-1, and then they won map 4 and he was like, don't choke Scrappy. And then he got fucking slammed last map. So it turned out bad for him, but that was the only time that really someone got up and like, I heard them like right next to me. So
Must've been Clay. Okay. Damn. So that whole Vegas team,
which
Clay,
hey, I'll take
TJ?
Clay for the first time. Like first time someone's talking shit, I'll take Clay. Like,
and what, speaking of Clay, yo, who started the nickname Grayster? That's rogue. Come on, man. Like, he still has a nice head of hair. He still looks young. Like, who started this name, Grayster?
I don't remember who started, but I think we were just messing around one day and we just called him Grayster and he just got so pissed about it. So I'm just going to keep calling him it because it gets under his skin. But I have a good relationship with Clay. Me and Clay, we're friends with each other, but when it's time to play each other, we don't like each other. But so it's kind of like a relationship like that.
No, that's one of the best ones. Like, you can still be cool outside a game, but then you could, you know, talk trash inside a game and make it fun for everyone involved. And kind of, it just builds it up too. Like, it makes it that much better when you win, when they were just talking shit. Cause like, you can't say anything anymore. You walk across that stage, nice big smile on your face, fist bump them.
Exactly. That's... like I played Clay. We were talking shit to each other and then I won Boston. And like after I was like, bro, like we're still cool. We were chilling outside the event. I wasn't like really bringing up anything about the match because shit's over with. Like once it's over with, like I'm friends with everyone. If they have a problem, then fuck it. They got a problem. That's their problem. It ain't mine. Yeah. I don't care. So
I'm not going to lie. That's it for me and my questions. But I'm sure if you can stick around for a little bit, we might have to pay you extra to do that. I know your time is very valuable. I'm sure the chat would love to ask you some questions. And you can have free reign. Chat, you heard it from me first. Ask as many questions as you want. He said he's all the time in the world, so I'm going to keep him up for a couple hours. He could host my stream now. But go crazy. Whatever question you see that you want to ask or answer, just go crazy and read it off. Read it off, man. But appreciate you coming on and talking with me a little bit. You know, it was always a good time. It's crazy to see you come up, be that little. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna go find that video while the chat asks you a bunch of questions. Right. So you go do your thing, and I'm gonna show the chat.
Name three Canadian cities? Well, shit, I only been to one, so I can't really name that. But what does success mean to you this season? I think success means to me is just, I want to be majors, bro. That's all I really care. Like, if we're winning majors, we're winning champs. And if we don't win one major, we better win champs. That's success. And to be honest, like, really what success means to me is just getting better every single day, every match, every tournament. So, I don't know. It's not really anything crazy.
Oh, man. Wait, let's winning see. In New York. Winning.
How many siblings do I have? I have two older brothers.
New York.
Fucking hell, it's going rogue. How's the Toronto versus Minnesota beef going to be all year? I don't really think we have any crazy beef. Ben and Cam, we're still super like good friends with the people on my team, and it'll be a friendly rivalry. It's not going to be anything crazy, but
hold up, bro. Yo, chat, someone link me the video, bro. I'm not finding it. Someone link me the video, please. I gotta find the video of Scrap when he was a young lad talking shit. We gotta find it. We gotta play it. Someone linked it earlier, so I know it's in the chat. But please link it. I tried to look through my YouTube channel. It's charred. I'm not gonna be able to find that.
Describe it. How much did you earn playing S&D 20s and wagers? I think I earned around maybe 100K.
Oh, that's a little sum, you know, some light.
Yeah, I think I earned around that. Doesn't mean I profited 100K.
Oh, of course,
I earned 100K.
Of course not. Of course not.
Let's see. That's great. Are you excited? Are you to play in Toronto on the main stage? Oh, I can't wait. Even Toronto's gonna be insane, but I just can't wait to just play at Raleigh. Raleigh's like any main stage just sounds so fun to me. It just sounds like the best time to play.
Oh, we got it. We got the video, man. Thank you. Thank you, chat, for the link. I appreciate that. We're gonna watch that real soon. Well, that's a good one. Do you watch sports? If so, what are your favorite sports teams?
Yeah, so do I watch sports? Yeah, I do. I watch baseball. My favorite team's the New York Mets. I watch hockey.
The
New York Rangers.
Mets?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sorry, man.
Fuck off. I watch mostly hockey. I like hockey.
Hockey. Okay. What's the last professional sporting event you've been to?
It was the New York Mets when they lost to the Padres.
Damn, you went to that game?
So it was a wild card. Wait, was it the wild? Yeah, it was the wild card. I went to every single game of the wild card.
What?
Yeah, so I sat front row, like third deck. I sat like four rows up on the first baseline, and I sat right behind the dugout.
Damn, that's sick.
Of the third game. Yeah.
What's it called? That was a good one. What's your lowest point in your career, and how did you overcome it?
I think the lowest point.
Probably when you would win Challenger Cups and your teammates would leave you the next day, and you're just like, ah, oh, well,
yeah,
I lost my
teammates.
That's
pretty AIDS. That's AIDS. I don't know. The thing is, my career is like, it's so short. Like, I just started, and I haven't had like a super. Yeah. I would say probably champs. Losing champs was heartbreaking in two best of fives. Like, because champs is everything. It doesn't matter. Like, you can ask any pro, no matter what happens the whole year, if you win champs, that's all that matters. So,
yeah.
I think losing champs was probably like the worst.
That is a tough one. That is a tough one. Although we might
got to be a Leafs fan. Absolutely fucking not, bro. Fuck the Leafs.
Wait, is that Toronto's team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can't be switching up on your team just when you move there. Like,
no way.
Can't be switching up. Damn, is Zuma better than you?
Absolutely not. That guy, like, this guy's 4-23. Like, you'll never see me 4-23 ever.
Damn, yo, Tom, you're still my duo, man. But to be honest, I gotta defend him. The lights were in his eyes. The lights were in his eyes when that was happening, man. Nah, it was actually crazy.
You ever see me bitching about losing?
Nah, because we were literally on main stage and all we were playing Retaliation Hardpoint. And the only thing I hear is, I can't see. I can't see. I was like,
I'd be losing.
I was like, yo, is this guy going? I thought he was losing his eyesight the way he was saying it. He was just saying, repeating that he can't see. I was like, what do you mean he can't see? Like, is he going blind right now? I was like, what the fuck is happening? But then it was just the lights were in his eyes and stuff. And he fried the maps after. But, you know, he had a rough first one.
What's the most kills you dropped in HP in scrims this year? I don't know. Probably like 47, 48.
Who's that verse?
Like that.
Who's that verse? Adam.
Shit. I don't remember. It's somewhere around. It's like 45 to like 48 or something like that. I don't remember.
Damn.
Shit happens so often that just like,
it's
I just
another,
don't know.
Yeah, it's just another like.
Just another day.
Just another map. Just another day in the office.
Don't, I appreciate it, man. All right. Let's see what else there is.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
Describe, who do you think will be the worst team in the CDL this year? Oh, Jesus. I shouldn't have read that one. Fuck. I would say the London or Florida.
Not your boy Vickle, bro.
Nah, it's not Javi. Just like they got to chill with the flanking, and then maybe they'll win.
Oh, they flank a lot?
My brother, just sit in corners. It's just so cringe. Like you're just so ass.
Right, let me write that down. Sit in corners and flank. Okay, I got you. I got you. Let me write that down. Let me write that down. Wait, have you
Favorite
had.
TV show?
Well,
What'd you
what's
say?
your. Go, 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 go. What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite
What's your
TV
favorite.
show would probably I don't watch a lot of TV shows. I'd probably say either Prison Break or The Punisher.
Ooh, Punisher's a good one. That's a really good one.
I would say Ultra is the worst team. I mean, bro, you can hold my nuts. Like, I don't care.
Wait, have you tried poutine?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
Nah,
Do
but
you
there's
think
a.
you like it though?
I mean, I think I would because there's a similar thing. I mean, we just call it disco fries in New Jersey, which
Oh,
is literally the
really?
same thing. It's just like fries with gravy on it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know they had that in New Jersey. I never tried
Yeah,
that.
it's just called disco fries, so.
Damn, he's from
Right,
Toronto
let's see.
too, man. That's crazy. No way he's roasting the
I know, it's all
hometown
good.
team.
It's all good. He's probably an Optic fan, just absolutely sucking off the king. Let's see what
We've all been
anymore.
there at some
Anymore?
point. Wait,
M4 or
did you?
Scar? The
What?
M4 is more fun to use, I can't lie. The Scar is boring, bro, but I'll still use it.
Yeah. You can't like it just it feels slower. It feels clunkier, like
Yeah,
the
it's just
scar.
like it's just boring. People think the M4 is gonna be like it's gonna be what boring to watching the M4. Like, holy fuck, wait till the Scar comes.
Wait, when you were coming up though, did you have like a favorite our team that you'd watch? Like, did you watch a lot of competitive COD when you were coming up?
I watched a little bit. I mean, yeah, I watched COD, of course. But I don't think I ever looked. I mean, like the typical thing you could say is like you looked up to like Scump or something because it's just like a lot of
You don't
people
have to like
have.
look up to anyone. Anyone who's like, okay, like I like this
Yeah.
team. Yo, this team was dominant. This player was
Yeah,
really
or
good.
like that
Like,
guy's gross. Yeah. Like Formal's up there and stuff like that. It's just anyone that's like, I'm a super like you can't just get my respect from one match. So like, you got to be frying like you got to be like actually nice. You can't just be like and actually not just gun skill nice. Like you better play the game correctly and just everything and just be like a winning like a winning like type play style. So any people that have like a winning type play style and that are like gross themselves, like those are people I kind of look up to.
Okay, that's a
So,
good one. That's a good one. I like that answer.
not like one specific person. Halo, yeah, I watch Halo. That shit is ass to watch. Fuck out of here with that. Who do you
Did you
think you?
say Halo's ass to watch?
Yeah, that shit is boring. No mini map. There's no mini map in Codcaster. You never know what's going on.
Damn, no mini map. Who would have thought we're here too with no mini map? It is what it
I
is.
swear, turning into Halo. Holy shit.
It is what it is. Actually, I would take a jetpack and a dash though. I'm not gonna lie. I would take a
I would, t
jetpack.
bro. I'm down for
I
jetpacks. I'm
wish
down to get turned.
we need to have a dash back, man. The dash, I don't care, it's been the best movement in COD history.
Yeah,
It's better than
wall running's
slide cancel,
cringe.
better than jump shot, drop shot. Dashing, best movement in COD history. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care. I don't care.
What else is there? What would you think you'd be doing if you're not COD? Shit, I don't know, man. Don't know. That's the one thing. I don't have like a backup plan, you could say.
You went all in on this.
Literally, I didn't really do well in school, so I can't really go to college. So shit, I don't got one. This is it.
Love that. All or nothing.
Ever gun of all time? AN-94.
AN94, like in BO2?
Gun is so fun to use.
That's a. I feel like I've never heard anyone say AN94. I remember that gun though.
AN-94. The BAL is disgusting, dude. The BAL just like ripping someone.
That thing was shredding.
I don't know. Any AR that I'm not gonna lie, it's not the guns, all right? It's for me, it's never the guns that like it's most fun to use. It's like, all right, so in this game, when you shoot someone in the head, it makes like a distinct like sound that you like headshot someone. So it's any
It's
like
like
the
ding.
hit marker sound. It's like really what like gets me like you liking using like guns that just rip people and just like frying with.
You feel like you're frying extra hard when you get like the headshot sound. It's like the ding ding. No, that thing is crazy.
Can we get a scrap versus sensor 1v1? That would not look good for Doug, I can't lie. And he knows that himself. Most annoying team to play? Fucking Florida, bro.
So they're the worst team this year and they're the most annoying to play?
Yeah, because when I get shot in my back, I check out, bro, and scrims.
Oh
It's just
no.
when I just get shot in my back over and over and over again, it just checks me out. I'm like, all right, get a grip, bro.
That's actually comedy. That's actually comedy. All right, let's see. You want to watch this video? I'm about to pull the video up on stream of young you.
Nah, I'm down.
Young you. I'm seeing
it. Oh, bro, I hate watching this video, bro.
Let's see. Wait, no. Wrong screen.
So we're going to stream. You're going to watch this video. So look, I went from 12 years old screaming at a wall, okay? I went from...
Break it down for
screaming
us.
Screaming at a wall to 20 years old screaming at a crowd. You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
see what I'm saying?
The come up
exactly.
In the penthouse. And he's just getting started, exactly. Too. Got still a long career ahead.
And exactly. Returning duo.
Oh, look
Tommy.
At this. So we got Tommy. Dude, listen to my voice in this. Oh, my God.
Just 7 years ago, bro. Oh, my God.
I've always wanted to go to NJ Halo.
How many views it got? Yeah, 51k views, bro.
You get to see my beautiful face.
So, yo, this same part of this video, right, is in FaZe's Reigns video. Like, he made, like, another video. It has, like, 3 million views.
I'm ready to play some good old COD.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can win this tournament.
Wait, FaZe Reigns, like Norton?
Yeah. He has, like, a clip of this.
Let me see the replay jersey.
The clip of me screaming, like, in his video.
He probably got that from me, because
I
was always staying there. Yeah, I was always, like, staying there at the FaZe house and stuff. Nah, in Norden,
yo, this big fucker with the jersey was happy crying, bro.
He's ready to play at this local land. Replay's about to go off today. I can just feel it.
The good old local days. That's classic. Chaw. Nikki D right there. The phase sub. The phase killer, now the phase sub.
He's also my teammate. Where's RJ? RJ, turn around. Oh,
yeah. The phase coach, RJ. This is COD history right here, stream. COD history.
Actually, a lot of talent in this room.
There is a lot of talent.
At Target right now. Looking for some hand warmers to warm my hands when I play so I don't shit the bed in this tournament. Kind of nervous right now, but it's all good. Hope you can clutch up. I don't
this
even
is
know
literally like 20 minutes from where I live, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Savage, so I don't care. Let me see the soccer skills.
Let's see Tommy with the soccer ball. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. He's kind of nice.
Pass it.
Wait, did you play a football?
A little bit when I was younger.
Oh, okay. But hockey was like your main thing?
That's not good.
So I played baseball when I was younger. I was pretty good at baseball.
I like that. What position?
I pitched a little. I played shortstop, third, center field.
All good positions. All good.
Yeah.
See, let's fucking get it.
So you weren't a burger.
Yeah, no. I was pretty good.
Let's skip to... Oh, there we are. There's Young Scrap. Is this...
I saw that three piece
Holy
in green.
Fuck, bro. I know.
Wait, this is you, right? Right here?
Oh, let me see.
Yeah, let it over. This is you, right? Where I have my mouse over? That's you? Wait, do you remember your teammates' names? Like,
yeah.
Who is this guy on the left?
So that's on the left. That's Blinks. His name was Blinks.
Okay, who is this guy on the right?
The tall guy, that's Hazard.
Okay.
That was actually one of my good friends when I was younger.
Like, real life friend, or you met from gaming?
I met him from gaming, but I've been to his house in New York. Okay, stayed at his house before. And then the guy far kid on the right, his name was Galaxy. Yeah, he was younger than me.
Oh, shit, dude. You guys are youngins.
Yeah, we were like 10. He was 10. I think I was 11.
Detroit Hardpoint?
Yeah. Oh, Detroit Hardpoint. What a map. Oh my god, I'm kind of filthy. I'm dashing around the corner and shit.
You're gunning them. Young Scrappy.
They're getting come back on right now.
You got a break now. Yeah, they're coming back. You got a break, Tom. What are you going to do? Oh, you got to kill.
Stunlockers. 201 to 182.
I'm getting killed. Fucking
bitch. Oh, you're locked. You're locked, bro. Oh, there
we go. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm so young, bro. It's so crazy looking at my old self, bro. Like,
that is crazy to see that.
Part of the story.
It's gonna be in a documentary one day, bro.
And I couldn't curse either. Like, my parents were there, like, no cursing. 10 years old.
Yo. He said, you're going home. You just lost.
Man, that shit was over.
Oh, my Lord. And I wasn't even placing that gun. I was facing like, top eight. Went from not cursing to shit. I'm getting warnings now.
You're getting fines sent to the email because you wait. What's it called?
No fines yet.
Nah, you're good. You won't get fines unless you go like super extra mega. Yeah, you have to go mega super rogue to get fines. So I think you'll be okay. But wait, did your parents did they go to the events with you?
Yeah.
I can't pause on this screen. Oh, they would go to like the locals.
Yeah.
No way. My mom would take me, but I used to tell her, like, mom, you got to stay in the car. Like, yeah, you
my
can't
mom
come
used to
inside.
Take me too.
You
and
can't.
She used to sit out in the lobby on the couch, just chilling.
I couldn't have my mom hear all the trash talk and, like, do all that, or she might not let me go back. So I was like, yo, you can't, you cannot come in. And it used to be crazy back in those days.
It
used to be crazy. It was fun.
I'm bringing that back to now.
This is what we need. We need the energy, that trash talk, that passion back now. Make it all
people
fun and good.
Like, people are always like, yo, like, what if you lose? It's like, bro, who cares, bro? You like, I'm not trash talking and like losing. Like, oh shit, I can't trash talk anymore. Like,
yeah,
I don't care. Like, if I lose, we move on, bro. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep talking my shit because that's what I do. Like, I don't care. So,
nah, but Tom, that's gonna be it for me. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I had a great time. Hope you had a good time, and I know the chat loved it. You were getting them going a little bit, and. I'm sure they're going to be seeing your face a lot for a while now. A while. I'm going to be an old man. I'm going to have my kids playing. I'm taking my kids to their soccer or football games on the weekends. And you're still going to be competing. You're still going to be competing 10 years from now. So I'm looking forward to that. But no, thank you for real for coming on the show. And hope
that
you guys
fun. It was fun.
All enjoyed. If you listen on Spotify, whatever else, shout out to you. YouTube is great. Appreciate you made it to the end. You are a real one. But yeah, we'll see you in the next episode.
Deuces.